Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Thursday. It's July 2nd. Let's get into my timeline. Just some things that caught my eye, Mark, including this one. I don't really have much to say, but I'm like, what time in history are we living in? Nancy Pelosi basically made a statement today, you know, after the alleged Russian bounty story broke about, people putting money on U.S. servicemen's heads overseas and the president. Anyway, so she said, if President Trump is looking for a hoax, the mirror is a good place to start.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I mean, it's incredible times that we're living in, right?
Yeah. Well, you can just fire the president like that?
And when the president will have a comeback, which I'm sure will be...
On Twitter.
On Twitter. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get into, for me, what matters. A really large mural of Breonna Taylor will be painted in Annapolis, Maryland. I'm talking about 7,000 square feet in Annapolis. And the beautiful part about it, it's in an historically black neighborhood at Chambers Park. Wow. Of course, Breonna Taylor killed by police in her apartment when officers executed a no-knock warrant. Now, while people are still calling, of course, for the officer's arrest, the good news is those no-knock warrants have been abolished there in Louisville after her death.
So, wow.
Yeah. Calls for a boycott for two Maryland restaurants. We just reported on the Prince George's County restaurant, the Fish Market, and then also the one in Baltimore, Ouzo Bay in Baltimore. Of course, after alleged racist attacks, one, a little boy was denied entry because he had on what was called athletic gear, and then the mom turned the camera around and saw some other families who happened to be white families with little kids, the same age, and lo and behold, they had on athletic gear. And then in Prince George's County, of course, when a man was questioned about his I Can't Breathe shirt and left. And they've been out there pretty active since that happened. So no official boycott mentioned, but there are calls for that. In the meantime, how about ending on some good news? Black-owned businesses are seeing sales surge after the unfortunate and horrid killing of George Floyd. We've seen people in the street marching for social justice. According to Google, sales for black-owned businesses have reached a record all-time high last month.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the good news.
Turning of the tide. Coming up, Ask Allison. It's juicy. It's on the way on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Mena, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.